844-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Thursday, July 24th, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop. We have got so much breaking news happening. In the first hour, we talked about this letter that went to the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, and her Director of Elections, Jonathan Brader, from the Justice Department in Washington, D.C., Civil Rights Division, demanding records from Benson by next Thursday, before the end of the month, July 31st. Now, one thing you have to understand, folks, this is very interesting, because the timing of all this ties right in to other things that are happening in Washington, D.C., by the Department of Justice. I put up a post on my Twitter X account, a screenshot of Cooper Anderson back in March of 2019 doing an interview with James Clapper, at the time Director of National Intelligence under Barack Hussein Obama, James Comey, the director of the FBI, John Brennan, the director of the CIA. They were all tasked by Obama, tasked with the responsibility of coming up with a security assessment report over the outcome of the 2016 presidential election, where Donald Trump defeated Hillary Clinton, and were instructed by Obama to say it was a Russian conspiracy hoax, that Russia colluded with Donald Trump's campaign to get him elected to be president over Hillary Clinton. Well, I remember back in the day, remember General Michael Flynn, the very naive, newly appointed cabinet member for Donald Trump 1.0, sat down with two FBI agents without an attorney and basically was indicted, charged, and had to get a pardon of an innocent man from President Trump. While he said back in the day that James Clapper would be the first to squeal, the first one to sing, and the first one to rat out everyone once he was arrested. Folks, this guy hasn't even been arrested yet, and he's singing like a canary. Justice is near at hand, and he is feeling the heat.
Well, we might not have done the intelligence theory assessment that we did that set off a whole sequence of events which are still unfolding today. President Obama is responsible for that, and it was he who tasked us to do that intelligence community assessment in the first place. For President
Somebody
Obama,
up.
We might.
That is James Clapper calling in to a CNN show last night, reiterating the exact same thing that he said with Cooper Anderson back in March of 2019. Folks, this guy hasn't even been arrested yet. This guy hasn't even been charged. This guy hasn't even been investigated by Pam Bondi yet. And he's calling in to a CNN show last night and this is what he's saying? I'm going to play it again. I apologize for the quality of the audio. This is a video on a X Twitter X account post via a TikTok account. But this is what he said.
We might not have done the intelligence theory assessment that we did that set off a whole sequence of events which are still unfolding today. President Obama is responsible for that, and it was he who tasked us to do that intelligence community assessment in the first place. It was he who tasked us to do that intelligence community assessment for President Obama.
He hasn't even been arrested yet. And the guy is already singing like a canary, ratting out Obama. Mark my words, James Clapper is going to cut a plea deal. Give me immunity. Give me it in writing that I will not spend the rest of my natural life in jail, and I will tell you everything that Obama did. Now, here's the only problem I see. The United States Supreme Court has gotten rid of all these cases basically against Donald Trump for actions that he took while he was the 45th president, serving from January 20th of 2017 all the way through January 20th of 2021. During that four-year period of time while president of the United States, anything he did, he has immunity, according to an opinion from the United States Supreme Court. Question. Does that immunity apply to then-President Barack Hussein Obama when he, after the November 2020 election, when Donald Trump defeated Hillary Clinton, when he immediately created, him and his team created the Russia hoax and tasked the Director of National Intelligence, the FBI Director, the CIA Director, to write up this assessment, security assessment report, calling the election a fraudulent election because Donald Trump's campaign colluded and worked with directly Vladimir Putin, Russia's president, to get him elected over Hillary Clinton. Well, I would argue, even though I'm not an attorney, I would argue that what they attempted to do to basically bring down a duly elected president before he was even sworn into office, absolutely, absolutely is a treasonous act. And if it was treason, does that then negate the governmental immunity that the United States Supreme Court gave to Donald Trump? Or does an act of treason against a duly elected president still provide immunity to Barack Hussein Obama? An act of treason? Treason in high crimes? I'm sorry, folks. I don't believe an act of treason against a duly elected president to try to bring him down before he's even sworn into office, I don't believe that immunity should be granted to Obama. The things that Donald Trump was given immunity for did not involve treason, like what Barack Hussein Obama did. And these directors, National Intelligence, FBI, CIA, Clapper, Comey, Brennan, they all basically provided the security assessment report that gave the mainstream media the ability to run all their garbage that they did against Donald Trump.
The intelligence community assessment that we did that set off.
Okay, that's already been played. Stop. Want to go back? I want to play this up.
Still unfolding today.
I can't shut this guy up.
It was he who tasked us.
Okay, I got it. You know what? I think what I got to do is completely get out of that. Let me close that file. Let me open this one back up. Let's see. Profile. Let's go from the top. Okay. This is some of the left-wing mainstream media, corporate legacy media, that were implicit in using that security assessment report concocted by Clapper, Brennan, and Comey at the direction of Barack Hussein Obama. This is how they spun it on their news shows.
Trump is the end of our democracy. Votes were definitely affected. Russia hacked the election to tilt it to Mr. Trump.
The Russians definitively hacked the election.
Russia did hack the election.
No doubt. The Russians hacked the election.
Yes. Russia hacked the election.
Fact, Russia hacked the election.
President-elect Donald Trump still not sounding convinced that Russia hacked the election.
The president does not want to come to terms with the fact that the Russians hacked the election.
President Trump says he still wonders if the Russians hacked the election.
If you can get him to accept that Russia hacked the election, see if you can get him to accept who won the Civil War.
If he admits it, it casts a shadow on his victory over Hillary Clinton.
Russia hacked the election.
Russia hacked the election.
Russia hacked the election.
Russia hacked the election.
Let's be clear, Russia hacked the election.
Definitively, Russia hacked the election, and Russia is doing it again now.
Election-related cyber hacking.
Cyber hacking of U.S. election.
Cyber hacking of the election.
Russia was cyber hacking the election.
Russia was cyber hacking the election.
The CIA, the FBI, NSA.
All of these intelligence organizations, 17 intelligence agencies,
all conclude that Russia hacked the election.
If we find out that Donald Trump, just theoretically, was colluding with Russia while they were hacking the election, that is completely impeachable.
This dossier alleged a conspiracy between the Trump campaign and the Russian effort to hack the election.
The director of national intelligence, the head of the National Security Agency, the head of the FBI, all of these intelligence experts saying Russia hacked the Russia hacked the election.
The 1 minute and 55 seconds, over 38 different media organizations repeating the same talking points. Russia hacked the election. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
By Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, Positive Thinking, and Daily Pep Talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. I'm going to play this 1 minute and 55 second video again all the way to the end. I had to cut it off previously because of the music out. I'm going to play it again. Russia colluded and changed votes to make Donald Trump president. I'm going to play the whole thing.
Elect Trump is the end of our democracy. Votes were definitely affected. Russia hacked the election to tilt it to Mr. Trump.
The Russians definitively hacked the election.
Russia did hack the election.
No doubt. The Russians hacked the election.
Yes, Russia hacked the election.
Fact, Russia hacked the election.
President-elect Donald Trump still not sounding convinced that Russia hacked the election.
The president does not want to come to terms with the fact that the Russians hacked the election.
President Trump says he still wonders if the Russians hacked the election.
If you can get him to accept that Russia hacked the election, see if you can get him to accept who won the Civil War.
That was Stephen Colbert. The Late Show with Stephen Colbert on CBS. The very one that has been ended. The show has ended. CBS has canceled the show. Not just taking Colbert off the air. Shut the show down because it was losing $40 to $50 million a year. That was him in that snippet.
Cast a shadow on his victory over Hillary Clinton.
Russia hacked the election.
Russia hacked the election.
Russia hacked the election.
Russia hacked the election.
Let's be clear, Russia hacked the election.
Definitively, Russia hacked the election, and Russia is doing it again now.
Election-related cyber hacking.
Cyber hacking of U.S. elections.
Cyber hacking of the election.
Russia was cyber hacking the election.
Russia was cyber hacking the election.
The CIA, the FBI, NSA.
All of these intelligence organizations, 17 intelligence agencies,
all conclude that Russia hacked the election.
If we find out that Donald Trump, just theoretically, was colluding with Russia while they were hacking the election, that is completely impeachable.
This dossier alleged a conspiracy between the Trump campaign and the Russian effort to hack the election.
The director of national intelligence, the head of the National Security Agency, the head of the FBI, all of these intelligence experts saying Russia hacked the election.
The FBI, the CIA, the NSA, the former director of national intelligence, James Clapper, I mean, they've all said this. So to believe that that's wrong, you have to believe they're all involved in an elaborate conspiracy to get Donald Trump, which seems a little far-fetched to me.
This is, without a doubt, folks, absolutely 100% proof. And James Clapper, fearing to go to prison, is absolutely going to be the canary that cuts a deal. Mark my words, this is going to happen. This is going to happen. This is going to absolutely happen here, probably within the next 6 months. This is going to happen prior to the 2026 election. One of the things you absolutely have to understand is that this process is going to go forward. I believe it will be investigated by the Attorney General Pam Bondi. I believe that they will talk to their legal attorneys and discuss exactly what their options are going forward. This is going to be an absolute investigation. It's going to go all the way possibly to a legal interpretation as to what the United States Supreme Court ruled, giving immunity to Donald Trump. Does it apply to Barack Hussein Obama? Because in that snippet that I played for you, you heard right there that they said, the legacy corporate media said, the fake news, that if he in fact colluded with Russia, this is an impeachable offense. Donald Trump was impeached twice by the Democrat-controlled House. It went nowhere in the U.S. Senate. They were not going to be able to get a conviction of impeachment. But technically, he was actually impeached, not once, but twice, by Nancy Pelosi-led Democrat United States Congress, House of Representatives. That impeachment went for a conviction to the U.S. Senate, where it died. He was not technically convicted of impeachment. He was impeached in the House, but never convicted in the Senate. Now the 47th president, and now has a hand-picked cabinet that is doing his mission to make America great again. And part of it has to do with elections. The first hour of today's show, we were talking about election integrity here in Michigan. A referral now to the Department of Justice, Civil Rights Division in Washington, D.C., who's now looked at the evidence and is demanding things from Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson by next Friday. A week from today, she has to give them this information. This has been a historic day of breaking news in Michigan and in Washington. Final hour today's show. We'll wrap it all
up.
We'll be right back.
Listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck